A double entry accounting system means that every transaction affects at least two accounts. One or more accounts should be debited, and one or more should be credited. When a transaction affects only two accounts, a simple entry should be made. And when a transaction affects more than two accounts, a compound entry should be made. Let's see how these two types of entry look like as we follow three main steps. First, we will analyze which accounts change and what type these accounts are. After that, we will see how these accounts change. Third, using the rules of debit-credit language, we will make records on the affected accounts. Here is the first example. A business buys equipment of $5,000 on credit. This transaction affects two accounts: equipment account and accounts payable. The accountant should make a simple entry. Equipment account is an asset account that increases, and accounts payable is a liability account that increases too. Following the rules of debit credit language, the accountant should make a debit record on the equipment account and credit record on the accounts payable. The accounting software transfers these amounts to the particular accounts in general ledger. The second example is the following. A business buys computers for $8,000. It should pay 50% immediately and the rest 50% later. The cash balance at this point in time is $18,000. This transaction affects three accounts: office equipment account, cash account, and accounts payable account. The accountant should make a compound entry. The office equipment account is an asset account that increases. The cash account is an asset account that decreases. And accounts payable is a liability account that increases. Following the rules of debit-credit language, the accountant should make a debit record on the office equipment account and a credit record on the cash account and accounts payable account. The accounting software transfers these amounts to the particular accounts in general ledger.